today I'm going to be talking about being involved with Swansea student media and sort of like how it's helped me, I suppose. And so I first got involved in like the student media stuff as a writer for the Waterfront in my second year of uni, which was 3 years ago now. And last year I sort of wrote more regularly for the Waterfront, including some creative writing pieces, which I've sort of never sort of been brave enough to put forward, I guess. Also including that Drunken Glory piece of creative writing, which was, I think, one of the best pieces of creative writing that I've actually done, and I was quite proud of it, and I thought it looked absolutely beautiful in the Waterfront, and how the design was done to go with it. I also won an award at the Swansea Student Media Awards, which was in May, and it was such a great surprise and such an honour to, like, I guess, have my work recognised. So that was amazing. And I'm now the creative writing section editor for the Waterfront, which is proving to be an enjoyable experience. And at the end of last year, I started learning how to use like the software that the Waterfront is created on each month, which is called InDesign, and also learned how to do a bit of Photoshop, which I find much more difficult than InDesign, but, you know, I've got the whole year to keep learning. This year, since coming back to Swansea in September, this year so far, I've literally stepped way out of my comfort zone and started doing some, like, spoken word pieces, which, you know, are apparently good enough to go online, so I must be doing something right. So far I've been able to talk about like World Teachers Day, World Mental Health Day earlier this month, some of my favourite music, including The Script, Bastille and Il Divo. I also did an interview with a former Swansea student, which was really good, and a very sort of personal piece of creative writing. And I've learned how to use another sort of software called Ableton, which I basically use to edit all these pieces of spoken word stuff. And like doing all this speaking stuff has been absolutely amazing for my confidence. Like I feel like when I come in and I do one of these, I always like leave the student media office feeling sort of accomplished and a little bit proud of myself, which is always nice. I think being increasingly involved with Swansea Student Media is like absolutely fantastic. And it's just become one of these things that I absolutely love to do. And I really love learning about it all and trying new things and like gaining all this wonderful experience. And I have to say that Ian, who is like the Swansea Student Media Coordinator, has been absolutely awesome in taking time to like teach me with exceptional patience how to use all this like brilliant software. And yeah, that's been really good. And I'm definitely looking forward to continuing to develop my skills and experience and my general sort of confidence within student media as I pursue my final year here in Swansea. And like writing for the Waterfront has been and still is a really vital part of my development as a writer. And I think being the creative writing section editor just adds to that as well. Like it's nice to have students send me their work to read, because I do know that sometimes it's quite a difficult thing to do. It's a brave thing to sort of put your work out there with the possibility of, I guess, having it criticised. So I know what I like to do when I edit things is just try not to make too many changes to the work, because I know it's, especially with creative writing, it's generally a very personal thing, I find. So that's something I try to do. And I guess this today, it's sort of me saying thank you to the student media so far for being such an important part of my university life. And just, I guess, how much more it means to me than simply gaining experience in like this field. But it's really helping me to believe in myself a bit more. I mean, I'm not very good at believing in myself, and also increasing my confidence, and like I said, like learning so much, and it means a lot to me. So, and I think being involved with all of this is just going to, I think it's definitely going to be like a highlight of my university life, and it's really helping to make my final year absolutely amazing so far. I mean, and I guess my only regret is that I've not become more involved sooner. So I sort of wish that I'd become more involved a bit sooner than I am, than in my final year when I have a lot of work to do. But yeah, so I think this is just a huge, huge thank you to Swansea Student Media so far. I mean, I know I'm obviously going to be a lot more involved, and I want to keep learning and developing. Yeah, and I would definitely recommend getting involved with the student media stuff, because there's so much to learn, and I don't think I actually realised that and how amazing it is.